Okay, so for... Yes? Okay, I'm going to start. Okay, so for tonight's shiur, we're going to continue with the continuation of davening. What we've been doing the past number of shiurim, we've started from the beginning of davening, and we went through the obligation of women to daven each step of the way of the davening. And last night, we discussed the timing for the davening of the Kriya Shema and the brachos of Kriya Shema and for Shmona Esrei. So just to finish off the rest of davening and to discuss a little bit about Mincha and Ma'ariv for tonight, so after Shmona Esrei, by Shachris, comes Tachanun. Now, the minig is for women not to say Tachanun. Tachanun, for those of you who do not know what it is, if you look up in the Siddur, you'll see, I'm starting a few pages after the Siddur, there's a few paragraphs of Tachanun on Monday and Thursday. It's a little bit longer. But the general minig is for women not to say Tachanun, although it is not so clear that they're exempt, that they are putter, but suffice it to say that that is definitely the custom, that the custom is that women do not say Tachanun. It's a little bit complicated why that is the case, but for just to keep it simple for now, the custom is for women not to say Tachanun. After Tachanun comes Ashrei and Uvalot Zion. Ashrei, Amamatzeach, and Uvalot Zion. And the Paiskim tell us, the Machaz Elio says that women are putter from saying that. He explains because for Uvalot Zion at least, he says Rashi in the Gemara and Saita explains, he connects the paragraph of Uvalot Zion to learning Torah. And since women are not obligated to learn Torah, even though perhaps they are obligated to learn the halachos that they need to know, that's why they perhaps were obligated in Birchas HaTorah according to the Shulchan Aruch, as we discussed last week. But in the actual learning of the Torah, for the Limud HaTorah itself, women are exempt, and therefore they are exempt from that whole section of Ashrei Lamnatzeach and Uvalot Zion. Some do say, though, some do say Ashrei Uvalot Zion, though, if you have that custom to you have been saying it in the past, for sure it's a wonderful thing to say. But even if you're not obligated to say it, but definitely you are allowed to volunteer and to say those paragraphs of Ashrei Lamnatzeach and Uvalot Zion. After that comes Aleinu. Perhaps women are really not chayiv to say Aleinu, but again the Machaz Elio says that if a person said Shmona Esrei, then they should say Aleinu. I think the custom is for most girls and for most women to say the paragraph of Aleinu and Al Kinekava. It's not, definitely not as much of an obligation as other parts of davening. We'll have to discuss at some point in the future, if a woman has only a certain amount of time, which parts of davening are more important than others, if we could use those words, which are more important for a woman to daven. If she has, let's say, only 10 minutes to daven, or she estimates she only has 15, which ones to daven? But we'll get to that after we finish all the steps of davening. And that is as far as Aleinu. And as far as the Shir Shal Yom, you'll notice in the after Aleinu, for each day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, there is a different paragraph in Tehillim that is said for the day of the Shira, the song that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash during that day of that day of the week. And women are not obligated to say those paragraphs of Tehillim for the Shir Shal Yom because it is connected to the daily Karbanos. As we said, the Levim sang that in the Beis HaMikdash, and women did not take part in the Karbanos. As I think we mentioned a couple days ago when we were discussing about Machzitz HaShekel, women are not obligated in the Karbanos. They're not part of the Karban Seber, and therefore they're not obligated to say it, but definitely a woman can volunteer to say the Shir Shal Yom. I remember when I was teaching Hilchos Tefillah in Brooklyn, all the girls shouted out that of course they say Shir Shal Yom, of course they say it every day, definitely. So if that's your custom to say Shir Shal Yom, then definitely you can and you should continue to do so, but technically you are not obligated. That is as far as the Shachris Tefillah. We'll talk about Halal and Musaf separately, but for Mincha, we've said already in the way beginning that we paskin that women are chayiv to daven Mincha, Shachris and Mincha every day. And yes, like we said, we keep on saying that if a married woman is busy with children or family obligations or a job, and then she can't daven Shachris, so then she's able to rely on a Shevach, a Bakasha, and a Hodah. But for Mincha, Rabbi Vadi Yosef points out that for a woman to daven Mincha, if a woman relied on that short Shevach, Bakasha, and Odah, like we said from with Birchas HaTorah, if there, someone relied on that for Shacharis, then it's more important to find the time in the afternoon to daven Mincha. Sometimes it's easier for people to find time in the afternoon. Let's say they work in the morning and they're busy with their kids in the morning, getting them off to school, then they go straight to their work and they don't come home till 2 o'clock. So Shacharis is long gone. There's no way they could daven Shacharis. They just rely on Birchas HaTorah. But Mincha, they could be able to find time to say, they come home, they have time to daven Mincha before their kids come home from school, or even if the kids are busy with homework, they're able to find time to daven Mincha if it's still light outside. So Rabbi Avadia says, if it's extra important, says it's extra important to find time to daven Mincha if somebody relied just on Birchas HaTorah for their Shacharis Shmona Esrei. The time of Mincha starts after a half hour after Chatzais. Meaning Chatzais is whatever time during the day, different depending on different points of the year, but a half hour after that, then starts the Zman of Mincha. One cannot daven Mincha before that time. That is when the starting time of Mincha is, and we daven Mincha up until Shkia. Chassidim go with different Zmanim, and they perhaps are able to daven Mincha even after what we call Shkia, after sunset, but for us Litvisha people, Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, we daven Mincha up until Shkia, up until sunset. As far as Ma'ariv, the Mishnah Berurah says in two places that most women do not daven Ma'ariv, that the minhag is for women not to daven Ma'ariv. And the reason is that it's interesting, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Ches, says that really Ma'ariv, the Shmona Esrei of Ma'ariv, started as a reshus. It started as optional. Even for men, it was only optional. However, over the years, the men have accepted it upon themselves, and the Gemara says that now it's become an obligation upon men. A man can't decide, oh, tonight I'm not in the mood because it's optional. No, for men, it's already become an obligation. But that's only because the men accepted it upon themselves. The women have not accepted it upon themselves. So don't think that nobody says they're chayiv. There are those that say women are chayiv to daven ma'ariv, and even the Mishnah Berurah never said that they're not chayiv. He just said that the minhag is for them not to daven ma'ariv. And that's the explanation why. Because since it started off as optional and men accepted it upon themselves, women have not accepted it upon themselves. I definitely know women that always daven Ma'ariv every night. They're always makpid to daven Ma'ariv, not only on Friday night, but even throughout the week. We'll discuss Be'ez Hashem in the future. If somebody misses Mincha, can they daven two Ma'arivs? If they miss Mincha, can they daven two Shachrises? We'll discuss all of that in the future. But that is in regards to the Ma'ariv itself, that the custom is for women not to daven, and the reason is because it started off as optional and only men accepted it upon themselves and not women. This tefillah of Ma'ariv, the Gemara in Bracha says, Daf Chavav, you may be familiar that Yaakov was misaking the tefillah of Ma'ariv. Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu was misaking Shachris, Yitzchak for Mincha, and Yaakov for Ma'ariv. The Svarim tell us that Ma'ariv represents darkness and a dark time. When somebody is going through a dark time, going through challenges and having a hard time, that is what Ma'ariv represents, that even during the challenges that someone goes through, a person should still be strong and cry out to Hashem and be strong in his Avodah. Yaakov Avinu had a very hard life. He was chased by Esav, Rachel died, he lost Yosef for so many years, Dinah was captured, and still Yaakov was steadfast in his Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why that's what it represents, that Yaakov was Misakin Ma'ariv. Yaakov had such a hard life, and still he was strong in his Avodah. And that is such a lesson for all of us. Klal Yisrael in general has gone through many, many, many hardships. All the pogroms and the crusades and the Churban of Europe and the Holocaust. Klal Yisrael as a whole was able to stand up to the challenge, and it's a miracle. All the people say that it's a miracle that the Jewish nation is still around, because we are strong and we have that inner strength to stand up to the challenges, and we're able to fight and persevere. And each and every person on their own personal level, every single person has challenges. Nobody gets off free in this world. And you look down the block and you see this other person, and you look down the road, you look across from you, and you look at other people in the supermarket and you think, wow, they have a great life. I think I know everything about them. They're lucky. They have this, they have that. Everybody has challenges. And the lesson for us is that we have to be strong, and a person has to stand up to the challenges. There was a girl, my father always says the story, that there was a girl who came crying to her Rav, and the Rav said, "What's the matter?" She said, "I had such a terrible sickness, and I was davening to Hashem, and I felt so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm healed from my sickness." So the Rav said, "So why are you crying? What's the matter?" So the girl said, "Ever since I was healed, I don't feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. I don't daven with the same kavana. I don't daven with the same intensity. I don't have a challenge in front of me anymore, and I don't feel that connection to Hashem." And that, a person, that is what a challenge is for. Hashem throws challenges at all of us in order to connect, in order then to make us call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You all know by the Nachash. The Nachash in Parashas Bereishis, his punishment was that he eats the dust. And even though there's dust all over the place, maybe that seems like a blessing that he's able to have dust wherever he has food, wherever he goes. But that's the punishment. That Hashem wants to say, "Listen, I have no shaykhis to you anymore. Don't bother me. Don't come to daven for me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Just stay away. Here's all your food, and don't come to me." But Adam and Chava, b'zeis apecha teicha lechem, and women have a pain, and everyone goes through challenges that they have to daven. When we daven, we take out a tehillim. How befitting that we take out a tehillim to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our challenges. Tehillim was made by David HaMelech. David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. He was running away from Avshalom and Adoni Yehu. David had such a hard life. If you look at the art scroll of all the tehillim and you see the translation, David had such challenges in his life, and still he was able to stand up to the challenges, and he was able to be strong. And all of us have this koyach. All of us deep down have this inner strength, and that's why we come to daven for a chayla. We come to daven for ourselves. Whenever we come to daven, whenever we have challenges, we all have that inner strength to stand up and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this, in our situation. But Hashem gives us these challenges in order to connect Him, and we should use these challenges to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.